Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and we're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Man, I'm really tired of these Republicans taking credit for stuff they don't or didn't vote for. The Democrats really got to get up on the soapbox and point this out as much as possible. It's kind of like a version of when you brought up Truman saying, if you want to live, you know, like a Republican, vote for a Democrat. Well, if you want to get the things that polling shows you want, you got to vote for a Democrat, because you sure as hell ain't getting it from any Republican.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Harry Truman, one of my favorite presidents. You know, one little known fact about poor Harry is at the end, in retrospect, he's a great president. But, you know, his approval ratings were down to 25%, which is why he didn't run for a third term, which he could have because he was grandfathered in. So he was the last president that could have done that. But you think about it, Roosevelt got in 32, and he served the whole time. And then the fourth term he died and Truman came in. The Democrats served from 32 to 52. That's 20 years. Went through the Depression, the First World War, the Second World War, the Korean War, and and so, you know, people are pretty tired of war. Eisenhower seemed like a nice guy, but I'll tell you what, Truman is the guy who said, folks, if you want to live like a Republican, vote for a Democrat. And, you know, your point is, and there really is a certain amount of hypocrisy that's not funny anymore. These guys say, a couple of guys in Mississippi, you know, a guy comes up, he says, I'm Senator Foghorn Cleghorn or whatever it is. And, you know, Beauregard Plushbottom, and I am opposed to welfare and I want folks to work and I oppose this Democratic stuff and I vote against it. And Biden should be impeached and this one and that one. Then it passes. And then the guy, honest to Pete, he'll put out a statement. He'll go speaking to clubs and everything. He may even put on a radio commercial going, we did it. We did it. We passed COVID relief. We're going to save your employer. We're going to save your job. We're going to get you income to get you through the COVID. Everybody goes, you are great. We need you in back in. Yes, we do need you back in. Does it occur to folks who voted against? They don't really care. They look on it as a symbolic vote that preserves their vanity and their dignity. So they get up and say, I don't need help. We bad. And then you get the help and you're okay at the end. They always expect they'll be okay at the end. Yeah, I mean, at some point, the Democrats could put out some message. I mean, they could put out and say, this idiot voted against it, fought against it, insulted the Democrats in Congress and the president, and now he's boasting about it. And actually, we do say that. Everybody chuckles. They have a good chuckle. That's how they live for 150 years. I don't know what changes it. Excellent point. Excellent point, Dick of Madison, as always. Well, there's another thing going on in the Senate that's not funny at all. There's a thing called the National Defense Authorization Act. It's been passed every 2 years since 1961. It funds our military. It's been bipartisan every 2 years since 1961. That's 60 years ago, by the way. For the first time, the Republicans are filibustering. It means we need 10 Republican votes and we ain't getting them. Now, this is what buys, I mean, let me put it in the vernacular, bullets for the Army's guns, missiles, planes, ships. It pays the Army. It pays the Navy. It pays the Air Force and the Marine Corps and the Coast Guard. It supports our nuclear weapons. Right now, you know how many countries have nuclear weapons that don't like us? China, Pakistan, North Korea, increasingly Iran, unless we do something about it, probably militarily, because they're not coming to the table. You must understand something about a Republican. He will injure the United States in a very fundamental way to make Biden look bad so they can get back in and they can work their mischief. Now, what happened on this? Schumer put it out. There are these odd things in the Senate where you go, we have to have a vote on whether we can have a vote. I'm not kidding. Why? Why not just put the vote? And 45-51, it failed. That means some Democrats didn't vote for it either. Some Democrats didn't even vote for it. National Defense Authorization Act is $770 billion. Ensures our safety. You know, there are some nuts on the far left that say defund the police. It has nothing to do with the Democratic Party. The Republicans hit that. The Republicans will defund our military. And that is a very, very serious thing. Now, what is the ostensible reason the Republicans are throwing out? Well, there aren't enough amendments. We didn't permit enough amendments. Oh, really? How many did we permit? 19. We permitted 19 amendments. Oh, really? And that was a deal worked out between the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, Jack Reed, Democrat of Rhode Island, and the ranking member, that's the senior Republican, James Inhofe of Oklahoma. And they say, yeah, we think that 19 of them, actually 18, the 19th, whatever, there were hundreds of them that they wanted, 18 of them. Is it not enough? Is not enough? One of the things the conservatives want is there's a provision in there that when the draft is extended, it will include women. Conservatives want that out. Secondly, the liberals want in better language on revoking the Iraq War Authorization. The Iraq War Authorization went in 20 years ago. We are out of Iraq, but Biden needs something of a free hand. My own view is we should end the Iraq War Authorization because Biden can still, under his executive power, take retaliatory action if people in Syria, Iranian sympathizers in Syria, Iraq, attack us, we can respond. The Republicans want sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the pipeline coming from Russia that's going to go into Germany. The Germans, remember something, they're our friends, they're our allies. They're probably the largest ethnic group in this country right now, believe it or not. In fact, there was a vote in the Congress whether the German should be the national language in the 18th century, and it only lost by a few votes instead of English. But anyway, putting all that aside, Prussia, East Germany, lived under the Stasi, lived under the Russians from 1945 to about 1989. And this got embedded in their brain. And I would like to see them stand up against the Ruskies more than they are, quite frankly. They want Nord Stream 2. The problem with Nord Stream 2 is it bypasses Ukraine, which weakens Ukraine for Russian invasion. I'm not going to get into the weeds of all this. But let me tell you something, guys. If you are going to hold up paying our army and buying it bullets and paying our Navy and repairing their ships, you're sick. And at some point, if I'm Biden, and I don't even want to get into this, but what would Abraham Lincoln do if during the Civil War, you had a federal judge down south who enjoined the war, saying that the South had a right to secede? You know what Lincoln would have done? I know what Lincoln would have done. On a good day, he would have ignored them. On a bad day, he would have arrested them. And if they were still Southern senators in the Senate then who voted not to buy bullets and pay the Army, Union, I know what Lincoln would have done. Of course, they'd left already. And we've repaired ourselves as a nation. We're unified. We're all Americans. The ship I served on, plenty of guys from every state, excellent guys. Guys from Mississippi and Wyoming and Wisconsin, New York, and we all went on liberty together. We all worked together. We all stood watch together. We all watched out for each other. We're all Americans. The leadership in the Republican Party is not reflective of the Republican voters. They were not elected to hold up the National Defense Authorization Act for the first time since 1961. to try to make Biden look bad, because whatever ones of these amendments go through, if they don't go through, they won't vote for it. And if they do go through, they'll want more. They'll want more. And Cruz, for instance, has already put a veto on over 50 ambassadors, an ambassador to the EU, anybody in the State Department with any authority over Iran. This is very sick. They're a very, very sick party. The one good piece of news is that Senator James Inhofe, the ranking member on the Armed Services Committee, did say that I think this will ultimately pass. Okay. Well, terrific. Thank you. Okay, thank you. How about ultimately passing it tomorrow? They voted on it last night, Jack. Secondly, why are they filibustering this? Why does it take 60 votes to just vote on it? Why doesn't everybody in the Republican Party say, yeah, let's vote on it? Can we vote on it? If they don't want to vote for it, which they'd be afraid to do because it'd be used against them in their districts, they're using a sneaky procedural thing. Okay, you're informed on the current state of the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. Stay tuned. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.